Good morning. It's 8:40. Seth Meyers is bringing his NBC Late Night Show to the Warner Theater this week, and he's joining us live this morning. We're so surprised that you got up this early. That's amazing.
I am always up this early.
Listen, what took you so long to come to Washington? You just figured out this stuff is funny?
Well, I figured out this is a good time for it to be optimum funniness.
It couldn't be tied to the election or anything, could it?
Yeah, no, I wish you guys had something going on that we could tell jokes about.
Right.
But it's a real dead zone right now.
So how do you approach something like this? You know, for some people, it's the third rail. Of course, all your experience with Saturday Night Live, you used to do it all the time.
Yeah, you know, I think we all build these late night shows around what's interesting to us. And in my case, politics has always been something I've cared about. So, and again, you know, this year particularly has been a dream, I think, for late night hosts. And we're trying to enjoy it as much as everybody else.
Yeah, you know, I was reading the Washington Post, and they said that one of the things that you were always jealous about when you were on SNL was that the nightly shows could talk about the events as they're happening. And now you get to do that. It must be just a thrill for you.
Yeah, you know, we have our entire staff down here, so we were all squeezed into a hotel room last night watching the debate and throwing jokes around and trying to build the piece. And it is, you know, it has a real energy to it when you know you have to turn it around and put it on TV the very next night. So we're excited about that. And we really think over the course of these next four nights, we're going to have some exciting shows.
So now you did a little routine that got a little attention back in 2011 at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And in this routine, some say it was a skewering of Donald Trump, who was in the audience and clearly not thrilled with what you were doing. So hang on, we're going to play one of the jokes from that routine.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
So now, what are your thoughts about the Trump presidential campaign?
Well, I certainly have been wrong at every single turn of the past year and a half or so. So I'm not an expert. But, you know, I think a lot of people were of the mindset after that dinner, because not only did I tell a lot of jokes about Donald Trump that night, President Obama did the same. There was a sense of, well, I think that's the last we'll hear of that guy.
Yeah.
And, we were not right. We were not right about that.
Well, it certainly is, you know, it makes for a lot of fun. What did you guys come up with from last night after the debate? Was it, did you have ample stuff to talk about?
There's
I guess you did.
There's almost, we have a problem with almost too much information, because we do like to, on, you know, after the jokes, we do try to be informative as well. And you know, with everything that happened on Friday with the Donald Trump tapes, you know, we weren't on air that night. So, mm-hmm. We're trying to figure out how much to catch people up on that, how much to talk about the debate. Obviously, we're lucky enough to have shows on, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday as well to maybe revisit some of this. So really our biggest thing right now is just editing it down and, right. and trying to get a piece that can actually fit on the show tonight.
You know, when you hear Americans talk about the campaign, often they're a little angry. Can you get a lot of funny stuff out of and get people to laugh when they're so angry?
Well, you know, I think that there is a service that comedy provides, and not just us, but all the other shows as well. I think a lot of pressure is building up inside of people with this campaign, no matter who you support. And laughter is a nice release of that pressure. So if we could at least for an hour help people, settle them down before they try to go to sleep and stop gritting their teeth, that is one of the goals.
You know, The Daily Show was credited with a lot of millennials getting their news from that show. Do you feel like it's the same for you?
I hope not. I always think a second source would be helpful.
Yeah.
If you're only getting your news from the comedy show, that's not perfect.
Yeah.
With that said, you know, we do try to be, you know, factually correct with things we say, because there is a sense of, oh, I wouldn't want people to see something on our show and then walk around talking about it like it's real and not have a sense that it wasn't. So there's a little bit of responsibility there, but I would urge all people, not just millennials, but of every age group, to also read a newspaper.
All right, Seth. Well, we're so happy you visited with us this morning. Welcome to Washington. Come on into the Glass Enclosed Nerve Center whenever you'd like to. We really appreciate that. And we'll be watching tonight to see how you catch up on all this great material. Thanks a bunch for being
Thank
with
you
us.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And all I'm right. happy to be here.
Thank you. It's 8:44.